Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This right here would be a little message to start this out tonight.
Thank you.
You know who you are. And you know, wanted dead or alive. Your day's coming, brother. Because when we find you, the bodies are going to hit the floor.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
Dedicated to everybody out there.
Thanks for Eddie. Oh, may he run.
is they filed a lawsuit in Vegas about the helmet law and how it's being enforced. This is a news story from one of Las Vegas TV shows. The other one. This is the helmet law, our lawsuit challenges Nevada helmet law.
It's the final week of Ashley Furniture Home Store's big event, and it's going to be huge. For the first time ever, get 48% off, or up to 48 months, no interest, plus room group for only $50 a month. Only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store, the number one name in furniture.
There we go.
Off today. If you ride a motorcycle in Nevada, the law says you must wear a helmet.
A group of riders is challenging a 39-year-old state law that says it's not fairly enforced here in southern Nevada, and they're taking the issue to federal court. Calvert Collins explains the lawsuit and its merits live outside Cashman Center. Calvert?
Well, Paula, thousands of bikes and bikers will be invading Cashman Center this weekend for the 11th annual Bike Fest. And one thing, a lot of people will be riding in from other states not wearing a helmet because some of our neighbors don't require one. But this recently filed lawsuit takes aim not just at our helmet law itself, but at the people who enforce it. It's a sight nobody wants to see, a motorcyclist killed on a Nevada road. This year, more than 30 have died on state and county streets in southern Nevada. Even with numbers and pictures like that, the 12 riders who filed this lawsuit don't believe they should be forced to wear a helmet. They also take issue with how the helmet law is enforced.
There is not an enforcement problem unless you want it to be an enforcement problem.
The plaintiffs also allege police in Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, Henderson, Mesquite, and Boulder City don't treat all motorcyclists the same, even pulling them over based on their helmet.
Very seldom do you get stopped with a helmet like this.
But modified, uncertified helmets, like the Beanie one, are becoming more popular.
We want them to understand the importance of wearing an actually approved helmet. Because some of these, they have no cushions, they're not properly insulated, so it would be just like actually having nothing on at all if they were to strike their head on some solid object.
So a rider will get a ticket for a non-moving violation and have to go to court. But even in court, the lawsuit alleges many helmet violations get dropped, and there's a disparity in the fees for them.
It's frustration, expense, you miss work. These are not the times to miss work. And I believe this lawsuit may clear the air.
Meantime, who gets ticketed will remain subjective.
Some officers choose to just give a warning, hoping that the person will understand the importance of why they got pulled over. Other times, if they feel the citation is warranted, that will happen.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration estimates that in 2008, helmets saved 26 motorcycle lives and $49 million. Reporting live at Cashman Center, Calvert Collins, 8 News Now.
And now we hear from the riders who explain the helmet lawsuit.
It's the final week of Ashley Furniture Home Store's big event, and it's going to be huge for the first... For only $50 a month, only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store, the number one name in furniture.
Motorcycle riders filed a class action lawsuit this week challenging the enforcement of Nevada's helmet law. Today, with some four-stroke showmanship, they served that suit on those they accuse of violating their rights. So far, the group has been tight-lipped about the motives behind the action, but this morning, they broke their silence exclusively to Colleen McCarty.
Well, you and I have been talking about this as our resident motorcycle expert here, but
the
this suit...
The rider in the group,
yes. So this suit is not about whether or not the government has the right to require motorcycle riders to wear helmets. The Nevada Supreme Court has already ruled on that issue and found that it does. Instead, this action accuses local police and prosecutors of selectively enforcing the helmet law and of using it to hassle bikers. And while their spectacle this morning may cause you to think otherwise, they tell me they're serious about stopping the practice and about making them pay. with the kind of spectacle usually reserved for another Las Vegas showman.
It's showtime.
Attorney Travis Barrick, his arm candy, and his client climb the steps of the federal courthouse for the ceremonial filing of his class action lawsuit.
Come on, let us test the law. Show us what is really going on here.
Dubbed the Class M class action, the suit seeks to include some 40,000 Nevadans holding M motorcycle endorsements on their driver's licenses. The 12 named plaintiffs, with nicknames like Bone, Doc, and Tiger Lily, allege violations of their constitutional rights based on what they call selective enforcement of Nevada's helmet law.
I'm just saying that if you don't have probable cause and you pull me over, we got a problem.
Plaintiff David Stillwell regularly practices constitutional activism. To test Nevada's helmet law in 2010, he modified an approved helmet in an effort to comply with the letter of the law. That helmet netted him 5 tickets and 2 convictions, both later dismissed on appeal by the cities that brought them.
Every time a rider gets over and complains about the ticket, the cop says, tell it to the judge. Well, we get to the judge and they dismiss it, so we never get to have our day in court and test the law on its face. Next step, we go to City Hall and we hand them a piece of paper.
At Las Vegas City Hall, the two-man parade and their companions.
You have been served.
Notice the city clerk.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a fine day.
Hoping the ringing bell may be a metaphor for the success of their suit.
One down, 4 to go, 5 to go.
To ultimately win the repeal of Nevada's helmet law. Nevada's helmet law was passed in 1972 to reduce the severity of injuries to riders and to protect the public against the medical costs related to some motorcycle accidents. The Nevada Highway Patrol reports 34 motorcycle fatalities so far this year. Efforts to repeal the law in the legislature have failed in recent sessions, and we did reach out to the county and many of the cities named in the lawsuit, and most of them tell us they cannot comment because of the pending litigation.
Okay, and 30,000 motorcycle riders are in town this weekend for Bike Fest.
Yeah, so I'm sure there'll be lots of discussion, right?
I see that. Wonder if people get pulled over. Thanks for coming.
Well, you got one more.
It's the final week of Ashley Furniture Home Store's big event, and it's going to be huge. For the first time ever, get 48% off, or up to 48 months, no interest, plus room groups for only $50 a month. Only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store, the number one name in furniture.
Off today. If you ride a motorcycle in Nevada, the law says you must wear a helmet.
A group of riders is challenging a 39-year-old state law that says it's not fairly enforced here in southern Nevada. And they're taking the issue to federal court. Calvert Collins explains the lawsuit and its merits live outside Cashman Center. Calvert?
The Paula, thousands of bikes and bikers will be invading Cashman Center this weekend for the 11th annual Bike Fest. And one thing, a lot of people will be riding in from other states not wearing a helmet because some of our neighbors don't require one. But this recently filed lawsuit takes aim not just at our helmet law itself, but at the people who enforce it. It's a sight nobody wants to see, a motorcyclist killed on a Nevada road. This year, more than 30 have died on state and county streets in southern Nevada. Even with numbers and pictures like that, the 12 riders who filed this lawsuit don't believe they should be forced to wear a helmet. They also take issue with how the helmet law is enforced.
There is not an enforcement problem unless you want it to be an enforcement problem.
The plaintiffs also allege police in Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, Henderson, Mesquite, and Boulder City don't treat all motorcyclists the same, even pulling them over based on their helmets.
Very seldom do you get stopped with a helmet like this.
But modified, uncertified helmets, like the Beanie one, are becoming more popular.
We want them to understand the importance of wearing an actually approved helmet. So some of these, they have no cushions, they're not properly insulated, so it would be just like actually having nothing on at all if they were to strike their head on some solid object.
So a rider will get a ticket for a non-moving violation and have to go to court. But even in court, the lawsuit alleges many helmet violations get dropped, and there's a disparity in the fees for them.
It's frustration, expense, you miss work. These are not the times to miss work. And I believe this lawsuit may clear the air.
Meantime, who gets ticketed will remain subjective.
Some officers choose to just give a warning, hoping that the person will understand the importance of why they got pulled over. Other times, if they feel the citation is warranted, that will happen.
The next Federal Highway Traffic Safety Administration estimates that in 2008, helmets saved 26 motorcycle lives and $49 million. Reporting live at Cashman Center, Calvert Collins, 8 News Now.
This one goes out to all the brothers.
Yeah.
tell you, it's crazy, crazy, crazy. I think it's time for a little Charlie Baker ride, though. What's up, Charlie?
What's up, Philip? How you doing, man?
You know the deal, brother. It's bad days all over. Waiting for some sunny days, you know?
Yep, I hear you.
What you been up to?
Oh, sucking up the fall weather here in Nashville and chilling out.
Uh-huh. How's things going? Everything all right?
Yeah, things seem to be pretty well, man. Seems to be doing really well. Already the holidays
you,
around the corner, isn't it?
Uh-huh. I'm going to send you a picture. I want you to check it out and then let me know what you think.
All right.
See if you catch it.
All right.
Everybody says they like this picture and things are nice and pretty awesome and all that, but nobody gets the message. So when you get the picture, let me know.
All right. Are you sending it now?
Send it already.
All right.
Went to your Facebook.
Oh, went to Facebook? Okay.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute. I'm looking for it.
Did you get it or no?
I ain't seeing the picture. Oh, I see it now. Okay, there it is.
What's wrong with that picture?
Well, I'm trying to make sure if the flag's flying upside down or not, if it's just the way the wind's blowing, but I think it's up off of a crane.
Yep. No, it's off a fire truck. It's off the hook and ladder. It's off the hook and ladder on a fire truck.
I got you. So it's all right then.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know what that means.
When the flag flies upside down?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's distress.
And you know why we're in distress? Because we're bikers and we're the last cowboys. And the Indians are...
That's kind of an interesting photo because it's flying correctly, actually, but the way you got the shot taken, it makes it look like it's flying upside down, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And that picture's been up there for, a little over a year, I think. And you're the second person to get it after I said, look at the picture.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed it right away that it was upside down, but I knew that you surely didn't do that on purpose, and it had to just be some sort of, like, trick photo, because, I mean, knowing that flying a flag upside down means send the Marines, if you
That's
ever
correct.
Did that. Yeah.
But it is flying correctly. It's just the way the shot was taken. That's when I had, that was done by Fran Del Sano, John's wife.
Right.
That was the first time I had a woman on her back in a parking lot and nothing happened.
I hear you.
But, no, just craziness, brother.
So what have you been up to, man?
Yeah, everybody's been up in arms about a lot of things, but, you know, the people I talk to, it's a fucking shame.
Yep, there's been a lot of crazy stuff happening, man, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. How's work?
Oh, it's all going good, man. Just, like I said, chilling out, getting ready to head out to Arizona next week.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I plan on seeing you there.
That'll be great. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Probably going to leave Saturday around 2. Should roll in there around 10.
All right.
I'm working with I think there's about 6 people going to go.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
At least you got some people to ride over with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just like somebody asked me, what's my favorite toy or hobby or extra activity? So I decided to write, riding my Dynon down the coast with the sound of a roaring V-twin beneath my testicles.
There you go.
So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
nothing.
Yeah. It's, sometimes it's crazy, sometimes it's not, you know?
Yep. You'll be doing some night riding then.
Just a little bit. It's okay, though.
Is it 8 hours? I thought it was only like 5 hours.
No, it is, but I'm riding with handicaps.
I hear you.
Yeah. So, you know, plan on, and then how long are you going to stay?
Oh, we're coming in on Saturday and heading out on Monday.
Okay, yeah, we're going to head back on Monday, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just coming in for the event.
Okay. Yeah, somebody asked me, well, I had about six people ask me about that, and out of the six, two confirmed they want to go, so.
I mean, that's just a nice long weekend.
Yeah, and then when we get there, I'll you'll have a bike to ride.
Cool.
Yeah. And then I don't know, man. It's gonna be a happy time, but a sad time, you know.
Yep, there's all kinds of stuff going on, so we just have to take the good with the good, you know.
Yeah.
Try to take a positive look on it.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of like, I wasn't even going to do this today. You know, if you heard me Tuesday or you listened to the archive, it was like shitty.
Yep.
But I don't know. I think I'm going to, you know, it's like Bill's out and he's taking his last ride with Kathy. This is probably the last ride she's going to be able to take because of her health issues. But he's rolling through Arizona and then coming up in through Nevada and shit, going to the Grand Canyon, to Boulder Dam, all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah. He's riding got a bagger with a big pizza box, you know, in a high chair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And probably going to be riding that for a little bit. But, nothing else really going on, man. You know, I talked to a few people today, and it's like I don't know. It's like losing a member of your family, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Pretty tough stuff.
Mm-hmm. And, you didn't, Hermes last night, man. That was shit. That shit was crazy, though, huh? Were you listening to the whole thing?
Yeah, I was listening. I didn't, like I said, I didn't get to chime in very much on chat or nothing up at all, but I definitely was walking through the house listening to it.
Well, I thought that was pretty funny. Somebody had a timeout, couldn't say nothing.
Yeah. They got blown out. I mean, the show got blown off the air there once or twice.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to play a few songs for when I first got on here.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think what I'm going to do, man, is I'm gonna take us out with a song. And you going to be around in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'll give you a call in the morning around 9 my time.
Sounds good, brother. I'll be around.
All right, man. I'm going to take us out with I don't know, man. Tell me a good song.
Oh, man, you know all the good ones. Pick one.
All right, I got a... that up.
Hello?
You know the bad part about this is, like, I'm here but I'm not here, man, and I apologize for that.
I hear you. It's all good, man. We'll catch up on it next week.
Yeah. And I'll put you down in the guest book.
Cool.
Okay. And like I said, I'll explain more about that tomorrow, but I'll give you a call later tomorrow.
All right, man.
I'm just going to end this. No song, no nothing. I'm just going to go. My head's not here, man. And I appreciate you calling in.
I hear you, man. No problem, brother. Call me anytime.
All right. Have a good night.
You too, man. I'll catch you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Later.